Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, or in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here in Point Loma with Valerie Hoprich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, having a great time talking Canadian. And, you know, let's face it, it's like right next to Alaska. It's the Great North fishery.
Yes.
Which is what we're
Northwest.
Talking about. Northwest, yeah. So having a great time and giving away a great prize here, too.
Yeah, this has just been awesome. Valerie does such a good job. She's so descriptive in talking about Queen Charlotte Safari. I'm so excited to get up there and check it out for myself. And what a great spot. And we've been having a great time talking about it. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Give us a call, 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's our number. Not only are we talking about this great fishing spot, we are also giving away such a cool prize. A custom handmade Anza fillet knife is going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Just an awesome, awesome piece of gear from our friends at Anza Knives. An extremely high-end, high-value, great knife from our friends at Anza Knives. So a great lucky caller is going to be stoked on winning that one.
No question. Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. Today it's time for our FishDope.com report. Today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trips return to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They offer smoked and jerky fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Don't forget to also to check out that amazing poke kit for all that bluefin we're going to be catching this year. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Valerie. Great show today. So I'm going to do a different report. I'm going to dig back into the archives, and I'm going to tell two fish stories, both relevant to what you guys are talking about and what's going on, you know, right here in our backyard. So in terms of local fishing, there's not that much to report on unless you're into the wide open triggerfish bite in Santa Monica Bay, which is not exactly my style. But they're biting up there, guys.
That's crazy.
Danny's got all the hot dope on how to catch triggerfish on the fish dope deal for you. But in terms of Catalina, here's one of the stories, and where that bait moved back into, it's a classic spot. You know, it's backside east. It's a lot calmer there than when it's up around that backside middle. And like you heard Brandon mention, there's a little bit of fish on that bait now, as it typically is at this time of year, yellows, and I haven't heard much about sea bass there yet, but maybe. And but what you guys want to think about doing, and this is something we did with spectacular fashion many years ago, is we went up and made the bait in exactly that same area where it's at there, kind of Silver Canyon-ish, and then took our tank of bait, 2:30 in the morning, ran down, anchored just above the east end on the outside end of a little reef, started chumming at 2:30 in the morning. We were marking the fish, but they were not biting. Superfin sharks were biting. And then we sat on that stuff all night long till 6:30 when the stuff went absolutely wide open, nice ones, got limits, turned it over to Alan on the Dreamer, and then ran back to do Fred Hall show. And I took one of those sea bass into our booth in Fred Hall show, and nobody even knew about what sea bass were. So it's kind of a fun story, but it illustrates, you know, everybody this time of year, deep water, they're thinking that sea bass is always on the bait ground. Well, not necessarily so. It's up there poking around in the shallows and on the edges of structure as well. So you want to paint with a broad brush when you're looking for those fish at this time of year. So the other story, though, and I got to tell you this one because it's perfect for what you guys are talking about because it goes right to where you're talking about, is I had one of my friends take me on a trip quite some years ago he said, what are you doing Labor Day? And I said, well, probably marlin fishing. He goes, well, let's go salmon fishing. So we flew to Vancouver and then flew to Sandspit and then flew up to Longara, which is just above there in this little float plane, which is a story in itself, and fished some salmon up there. And I got, I learned a tremendous lesson up there about local knowledge. So they cut those, and I'm sure you guys can talk about it, plug cut herring or cut plug herring or something so that they spin. Mm-hmm. And I looked at those things spinning on our first day, and I said, nothing bites anything spinning. So I rigged one up to swim straight, dropped him down, caught a 40-pounder in about a minute, and thought, oh, I got this wired. Well, that was our only bite of the day, and everybody else clobbered him. So we went back to learning about how to rig those herring and have them spin, and the rest of the trip was nothing short of fantastic. But that like that local knowledge, I mean, man, there's never a time where I've fished other places where you don't see exactly what the locals are doing, and maybe it don't add up for what we know, but go with that local knowledge and that whole area up there. What an amazing area. That was one of the best trips I've ever had. So
that's cool. Well, so you have to go up to Queen Charlotte with us sometime.
Time to come back.
You know what? I had to tell these stories, but I didn't have time to make any notes because I was too busy listening to you guys talking about that and thinking about that trip and how beautiful it is and the conditions and the scenery and the fishing and just, yeah, it was awesome.
Totally different world than what we live in down here. So, hey, and of course, you mentioned, fishdope.com. Danny's got all the hot dope on all the bites in Southern California, no matter what time of the year it is, whether it's January or July. Fishdope.com has your reports. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in the stores in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Hopefully we've got a little more to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. So nice to know that you had been up north, and you're right. It is stunning.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
So do you guys, like, one quick question, but are you running from your lodge up to around Langara, or where are you guys?
No,
going?
I'm in the middle. Okay, so you've got Langara, which is right next to Grand Island. Langara is tiny. It's a tiny island, just very tip of Graham. We're on Moresby, and we fish right between the two big islands on the west coast. So Langara, you're on the west coast, and then you go on the other side of the island. And we're right in the middle, opens up into the Cartwright Sound. It's a big bay with a whole bunch of inlets. So we're like right in the middle.
All right.
That's cool.
Perfect. Wow.
All right.
That's
Mark,
awesome.
Mark, appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And while we're waiting for Marcos, let's go ahead and continue with those jam-packed phones. Right?
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dan, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I have two quick questions, one for Valerie, one for Rick. The first one is, I heard on the news today that they're making people do a 14-day, that if you go to Canada, you got to wait 14 days. I wonder if that's true.
20.
And the other one for Rick is the Speedmaster. What is the best all-around Speedmaster to get? And have you fished it?
So what about the quarantine?
As of now, yes. And I was told January 21st that they're looking at different options. And the option is, of course, is taking the COVID test 3 days prior to enter of Canada. So honestly, I don't have a crystal ball. It is a process. It's a week at a time. It really is a week by week by week. And with the vaccine rolling out, so many guests I've talked to are they'll have the vaccine probably by March at the latest, we hope, April maybe. So that changes the dynamics of everything. And all I can do at this point is they want us to open. They want to open travel and tourism. Nobody can go another season without not being open. So we're going
forward.
They're
on your side.
Yeah, they're on our side. Yeah, they want to get open.
And when do you open your lodge?
May 31st, actually.
May 31st. So by then, hopefully, everything will be clean. We don't even need a COVID test. We can just come up and enjoy the beautiful Queen Charlotte.
Yes.
And even if we do need a test, that's just gotten so easy to come by now.
Oh, it's so
much
easy.
Less invasive than it was at the very beginning. So, I mean, even if that is the case, it's
not a big deal.
That's a very short, quick, easy thing to get through.
Yeah. So what about the Speedmaster, Rick? What size?
I mean, you know, it depends on the size of fish that we're fishing for. But to answer your question in general, I think the Speedmaster 12. It's just a really size reel. It fits in your hand really good. It's capable of taking a fish, up to and including over 100-pound bluefin tuna. But it's still small enough that you could fly line for a yellow-tailed Coronal Island. So I like that reel because you'd get a lot of use out of it. It's a relatively inexpensive reel, $270 or so.
Yeah.
Well under $300, and it will just do a lot of things for you. Very good for fishing 40 and 50 pound, which if, this upcoming season is anything like our last few, that was our most common line size. So I think that's what I'd do first is that Speedmaster 12.
Excellent. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talked to Chuck, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to San Diego, Valerie.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
You guys have Shimano tackle. What do you guys got if we don't bring our own stuff up?
We just had that conversation. Rick and I were just talking about that on break. I recommend you don't bring any tackle. We are all geared up.
You got nice stuff.
We got nice stuff. I'll start with the salmon. We have our single action reel. That's the Canadian way. You don't have to fish the single action reel. And we have Shimano. And then we also have Abbott's. I actually got to meet the owner of Abbott's at the Fred Hall show and ordered salmon and bottom fish reels from him, or from them, I should say. And then we like to stick with the pen reels for all our bottom fish. They're hardy and easy to repair, and I just got 2019
all loaded,
all line on everything for the depths and everything that we're fishing for.
All right,
awesome.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text here. Please describe the flights the one takes from San Diego to your lodge. Is there a weight limit on frozen fish on your return flight, Norman, in San Diego? Thanks for that, Norman. I'll go ahead and tell you that I already bought my ticket. I'm so excited about Queen Charlotte. I already bought my ticket, and it was a piece of cake from San Diego, right, Valerie?
Yes.
We just went over the itinerary.
Yes, I'll tell you what. California, easy access. San Diego, direct to Vancouver onto Sandspit. It's Air Canada all the way up, all the way back. All your fish is nicely vacuum packed, small portions, goes into a Steyr cooler, wax box, and I'm going to check you in from the lodge in Sandspit. You will pick your fish up in San Diego. You don't even have to move it. They're 50-pound boxes. They stay frozen for 48 hours.
Wow.
Easy.
And it depends on the class of service you buy on Air Canada, how many boxes you can take or how much extra weight
you can take. As many boxes as, if you have four boxes. So the way the rate goes is I always book and I recommend to book in flex class, so you get the first box free. The second box is $35 U.S., and anytime you get into a third box, it's $100 there for your third box.
Or your third baggage if you bring
baggage. Very reasonable. I tell people, if you don't want to take that third box of fish, I'm happy to pay for that for you. Anyway, it's and Air Canada, I 20 years, and I've worked with Air Canada. They're great. They work with me. I have a great rep up in northern BC that helps me with all your flights, and I am happy to book your flight from San Diego and do the whole thing
for
you.
Or from LAX.
Or LAX.
Or Orange County.
Orange County.
Burbank.
Ontario, Burbank.
You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere to Vancouver.
Yeah.
You can go through Seattle, but it's more of a pain than going direct.
So nice to go direct.
Just like nonstop right into the country, international.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. I've done the thing where you go San Diego, Seattle, Vancouver, and it's just
An extra couple hours stop that you don't need. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Like SNA and Ontario, both of those, and Burbank, they do have some direct flights, but they misconnect getting to the island.
Yeah.
So you could go up the night before, and I get discounted rates on several hotels by the airport, great restaurants for someone that
you
really...
You want to spend a couple days in Vancouver?
Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah, fun. And for those that really, really say, "Can I really want to go out of SNA?" And I'm like, all right, you can. But this, you know, Delta leaves at 3 o'clock and you're in at 5:30 and go Pacific Gateway Hotel. I get a great rate. They have a great restaurant right on the water. Free shuttle. So, options.
So there's
lots of options.
And you can just discuss those. Now, one thing I want to mention is that the price that you charge, and you gave us a beautiful discount. Thank you very much for
that. You're welcome.
For our listeners. Includes the flight from Vancouver to Sandspit.
Correct.
So you don't need to buy that. You take care of that.
I take care of that.
Wow.
With seat assignments, and I put it in flex class so you get your first box of fish free.
Okay.
Yes.
How cool is this?
Yeah.
Very easy.
Maybe while we're talking about the travel part of it, if somebody's going, what should they do as far as clothing? It sounded like you provided the rain gear already. So what?
Rain gear, boots. I say layered clothing. I mean, just like here. You know, this morning I took a nice little brisk walk, and I put a scarf around my neck because I knew it would be a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
Just layer up because we have laundry facilities. I mean, I don't bring a big honking suitcase. I'm just saying.
You don't need it.
We have, and
that way you can carry on too on the way home.
And you can check, like, if you have 250-pound boxes of fish, boom, you only pay for one because you're in flex class. And that first box is included.
Yeah, get yourself a nice, you know, towards the upper limit, but of appropriate size carry-on, and don't worry about bringing big, giant, bulky rain gear because they provide it for you, and you'll be able to put all your fishing clothes in.
I even have bathrobes, blow dryer, shampoo and conditioner. I have it all. Makes it really easy. No, I travel a lot doing trade shows, and
I know what I like. I like it. I make it simple.
All right,
well,
very good.
The phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Valerie. Let's jump right back in and let's talk to Gus. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Good morning.
Good morning. Yo, you guys.
Yo, guys.
Yo. I am one of the lucky ones that's going on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in August up to Queen Charlotte. And I cannot tell you, I don't have enough airtime. To tell you how much I'm looking forward to getting there. I'll be traveling with my daughter, and it's going to be the trip of a lifetime, and I honestly can't wait. It all sounds too good to be true.
It's not, I promise. I give you my word.
That's cool, Gus.
Great,
we're looking forward to having
and,
you.
And there's I think we have another couple that's going to be there that I have you paired up with. And everybody's so nice. And I actually have one female guide, Corey. She's fantastic.
Oh, cool.
She's got her own boat. She's great.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a great time. And we're very lady friendly. I put the woman's touch to everything. You'll see.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun, Gus.
Thank you for booking. Thank you so much, Gus.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, I want to go to the tech side now. This one is from Steve, who was texting from West Redondo. Valerie, what are the best months for fishing halibut and lingcod?
Oh,
I would come earlier in the season, June, July, and I'm not saying you're not going to get that in August, but here's a little bit of a secret. When we get up there in May, we open up May 31st. Nobody's been out there.
Oh, okay.
Nobody. Like, those pinnacles are untouched. And as we go in the season...
And after our 2020, they were totally untouched,
right? Yeah.
Because nobody was fishing.
Nope. Yeah. Some of the locals, but that's still, I mean, population...
No pressure.
None. So I would say June, July. And of course, you're going to get Chinook as well. But you know, for your lings and your halibut, yeah, come June, July, when it's been untouched, August, like you guys are coming up in August, they're still there. But as you know, halibut move around,
sure.
So sometimes not so much the lings. They're usually pretty much in the same area. But a halibut, they get smart, I think, and they move.
So now you said that the Canadian limit on ling cod is four per year, four per person.
Four per trip. So per like trip. If you came up, I get some people that come twice. They'll come early and they'll come late.
Okay.
They get to start all over.
Start all over.
Yeah.
All right. So you can take four ling cod of any size.
Yes. Two a day, four in your box.
So you catch big ones too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've got some amazing pictures. I don't know. Do you guys, you have to know Bill DePriest from Pacific Coast.
Sure, sure. I know Bill.
Yeah. He brought up his family in 2016. You just ask him about ling cod.
Yeah.
I have some pictures to show. Yeah. He was like, I've never caught such big ling cod in my life.
That's cool.
Well, maybe bouncing off of that, we had another text. This one was from Greg in Huntington that said, what's the average size of the halibut that we can expect at Queen Charlotte's?
Okay, so halibut, obviously, we go after table fare. I mean, the days, there are some areas, I think, north of us in Alaska that you can get, you know, be self-guided, and or you can get, like, big, big ones. We go by centimeters, actually, not by weight.
Okay.
So they get measured. Your big one can be 128 centimeters. That's about 60 pounds.
Okay.
And your second one can be 92 centimeters, and which is about 25 pounds.
Okay.
So
perfect.
You can have perfect eating size,
totally.
Perfect halibut.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can catch and release, too, if you have your limit.
Yeah, if you have your limit, then you just leave or hand it over to your buddy and say, reel it in.
And so do you catch big ones and then have to release them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a little prize. We do a farewell night. Mm-hmm. We do it all. We
That's
do
so
welcome,
cool.
farewell, yeah. everything. And on our departure night, all the guides join us for dinner. And they love it because, you know, certain boat, I mean, they tell me what everyone's caught, and we have certain little fish pens that we do, and we do have a pretty cool thing for catch and release halibut.
That's nice. Awesome.
Right. Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well,
or texting.
Go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. We'll jump back into the phones and talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Still got you there, Hills?
Maybe.
Well, looks like we might have lost Hills, so why don't we jump in then and talk to Doug, who's calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well,
a couple of blanks on our phones.
Something's going on
with
the phones. Andrew, are we still with the phones there?
In the meantime, we'll do a text then. This is from our buddy Harry Walker from La Jolla. Said he wants to thank Valerie for her informative help. It was such a delight making a reservation. I got all my questions answered quickly, and I'm really looking forward to fishing with Pete and Harold on the first Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Awesome.
So very excited to coming up, and as a first-time angler, wants to know if there's anything that you know, he needs to do as far as packing goes, because it'll be his first time fishing that area.
Well, first of all, thank you for entrusting us and booking with us. It's going to be very fun. 30 days prior to your trip, I always, always send out a nice letter of a reminder of what to bring. So layered clothing, number one, your passport.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, number one, your passport. And I lay out, you know, what kind of clothing and a little bit of a fishing report, and if anything's changed or any changes or anything like that, or notifications on airlines, or if maybe the flight moved by 10 minutes. So all that will be updated 30 days prior to your trip. And I find
you're on it with every group.
That's the thing that I'm getting. Everything we talk to, Valerie has, like,
people, you can kind of control that.
Yeah,
right?
I can. That's because we're small and intimate. And, I mean, you're in my house for 5 days.
Yeah.
And I'm your hostess. And so I want you to, I mean, the buck stops with me. I mean,
that's why people come back.
Yeah. I mean, it stops with me.
You don't have it for 20 years in a row if you're not doing it right.
All right. Thank you. So thank you so much. I can't wait to see you. And feel free to text me, 805-698-9590. Anybody can text me, and I'm happy to answer text or call me.
Or phone.
Email.
Give your phone number again.
805-698-9590. 9590.
And yep. Text or phone call.
Text or phone call.
Okay.
And or email me, Valerie@QCSafaris.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions. But you will be getting, you should have gotten your welcome packet. I believe you did. That tells you what to bring. But I always do a reminder mm-hmm. because people get so excited fishing and they kind of forget.
Oh,
so
totally.
It's
yeah.
a reminder. And yes, we'll see you in August.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on phones. I think we have it figured out now.
Great. No problem. Let's talk to Roy. Roy's calling us from Ontario this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
I did this trip in 19 in July when friends Pete and Ray went with me. And,
yes.
Not just the best fishing trip, but the best people I've ever been around on. Your crew.
You guys were amazing. You guys were so much fun. We had a blast. What a group.
Oh, it was from day one, everything we experienced up there was a new adventure for my friend and I, and you guys just made it the most wonderful trip I've ever had in my life. So can't wait till we got canceled this year in 2020, unfortunately, but we're already booked for July of next year or this year.
Yep,
so
July 2 through 6.
I can't wait.
And Chris, who loves to fish, is joining your boat, and that's a neat little story all on its own. And these guys,
Wait a minute, you remember the dates he's coming?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, the story that I love is these gentlemen, they fish here everywhere, like you guys have done it all. So you get up there, and they get indoctrined when the gentleman that called in about they said that he had gone to Langara and, mm-hmm. and BC definitely has their style of fishing, don't they? Correct?
Yeah.
And so they got introduced to the knuckle buster and they're hooked. Oh. In fact, they're like, can we buy one? We want one for him. We're going to bring it down to California. So I'm going to order them. love it.
Well, enjoy.
That is.
Enjoy your trip and have a great trip. And I know we're all looking forward to going there for sure. And thanks a lot for your phone call this morning. Now, if you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning, but there's actually some spots open right now. You want to get through 213-432-1090. That's 213-432-1090. We're giving away an Anza fillet knife to one lucky caller.
Dude, that's a sweet prize. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with a bunch of great buddies. We got more phone calls, more great catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For limited time, eligible selects new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Let's talk hookup, having a great time this morning, talking fishing, and having a great time talking about Queen Charlotte Safari.
Yeah, and we have, as promised, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Nick and Valerie.
Hi, good morning, Bart. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. You know, you sound as nice as you are on the radio.
It's true, right?
It is so true. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear yours.
Listen, I have some news also. I want to give you some guys some stuff here. I am not the senior partner currently in the enterprise that we have, but the decision was made to close down our office and we're working from home. So people have been calling the office number and getting confused. So I'm going to give you some numbers right now to call if you want to reach me about future hall shows.
Okay.
So the first number is 818-218-7481. What? I'm sorry. 805-218-7481. Thank you.
805. I heard Jean in the background. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't do this without her.
805-218-7481.
And then 805-218-7482. Easy. And then the other one is an 818 number. 818-519-3820. That would be Katie Hall. So anywhere you call that, you're going to reach a Hall.
Okay, awesome. Very good. And if you have any questions about shows, what's going to happen, do we know what's going to happen?
Well, I know that this would have been our 75th year in business, and we would have had our 75th show, and I'm very sorry that that didn't happen. However, we are going to have a 75th anniversary in 2022, and hall members will be involved in doing that. So stay tuned. We'll keep you all informed.
Okay.
I love
awesome.
It, Bart.
I like it.
That's good news, Bart. We'll look forward to that. And I know we'll have you in tune here on Let's Talk Hookup. Bart will give us the firsthand information when things go down and we know exactly what's happening, right?
You're always first to know, you know.
Yeah, and I'm first in line with my application.
Yeah, yeah, she's asked. We love the shows.
Perfect. And we'll have to have dinner sometime, too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Bart, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, of course. I know you're going to take part in the Jack Nielsen tribute show tomorrow with Doug and David Nielsen. We'll be here in the world headquarters with us, and we'll be talking some great stories. And I'll bet you have some good Jack stories.
I do have good Jack stories. And I want to tell you that service that Linda and the boys put on for their father and Debbie, too, was absolutely magnificent. And Debbie gave the greatest eulogy I've ever heard. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Really great.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, fantastic, Bart. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Valerie. Nice hearing you.
Thank you.
See you, Bart.
Take care. Thank you. Cheers.
All right.
By the way, guys, I heard you were, while the commercial was on, your voices were on in the background.
Okay.
So I know you were talking.
We were talking Long Beach.
Yeah, we're talking about Long Beach for sure.
Bye-bye.
See you,
bye.
All right, well, the phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Valerie. Let's talk to Rick. He's called us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Valerie, really quick, how do you handle special requests? So, for example, I don't drink, but I enjoy my non-alcoholic beer. How do I make sure you have stuff like that? Also, looking at taking my son for his birthday, could I arrange a birthday cake? Those kind of things.
No problem. You know what? We specialize in special occasions, and we do it all Queen Charlotte Safari style, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a retirement. I had a gentleman we celebrated that he was 6 feet above ground celebration. We have a special request form, and they put on whatever, celebrating whatever, and I don't want to give away the secret of what we do, but it's very fun, very cool. So, yes, we would definitely celebrate your son. And not a problem if you let me know on your pre-trip. That's where we put any dietary needs, special needs. You just need to see, say, I need O'Doul's or whatever I can get up there, and we will have it for you.
Our Sandspit, is it big enough that you have pretty good grocery store that you can get
or stuff that you can order
store. Into?
Yeah, I go over to a different island, to the BC liquor store, and I would get it there. So
gotcha.
Not a problem for non-alcoholic.
You just have to know in advance.
I just need to know in advance. Put it on your pre-trip questionnaire when you get your welcome packet, and I will have it.
Perfect. All right.
No problem.
Thanks.
We would love for you to come up and celebrate with your son. That would be awesome.
Yeah. So the cool thing about this, thank you for your call, by the way. The cool thing about this show is I haven't heard Valerie say no to anything.
Right.
She's like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll do that.
Or every possible thing you could know about any question to be had. Yeah, this is great. Well, the phones are packed up. I know everybody's excited to keep things rolling. Why don't we next up talk to Tim, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Well, first of all, I'm just so happy to be up and about again because I was attacked by COVIDius during the holidays. So, yeah, I'm back in action. But,
all right.
But
good.
Otherwise,
good to hear it.
But Valerie, I was wondering, when it comes to passports, now do you have to use the book or can you use the credit card style passports that they offer?
That is a good question, and that is something I'm going to say no at this time. You have to have a passport book, but I also know that I did say no, but it's an honest no.
Yeah.
but I have been told that may change. I think when you go air travel, they want the passport book, and when you're doing land travel, you can do the passport card.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that's going to change for air, it could be, but that for
Canada,
now,
maybe.
For Canada.
Yeah. We'll see. But now you need a passport book.
Passport book, because you'll be flying.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks a lot for your call, Tim.
Thank you. I hope you come join us.
Yeah, please do. Hey, nice text from Dan from Castle Rock, Colorado.
I don't know. I just was there.
You were just there? Castle Rock. Where is Castle Rock, Colorado?
South of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your guides employed by the lodge, or are they independent contractors? Do you have fly-out trips for trout salmon, and he says it's a great show. So,
thank
you.
I was headed to the National Final Rodeo and have to drive our booth, and guess what? Went right through. I stayed in Colorado Springs, but went right through Castle Rock, and I used to live in Denver back in the 90s, late 80s, 90s, so I'm very familiar. It's grown a lot. I just lost my train of thought now.
The question again, fly outs for
fly outs.
Trout and salmon. And
right. So do you do flyouts?
No, because everything's by boat. Yeah. We just don't have enough lakes because we're 100 islands surrounded by salt water.
Yeah.
And we have a few lakes, but not big enough for
not
me to offer.
And you're too far away from the mainland to really get on.
We're too far from the mainland. Yes.
Yeah.
But
have to stick with phenomenal salmon and halibut and rock cod and ling cod.
And what we do best.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had one other question though.
Yeah, I'll have to go look it up. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump in.
You got it. Well, I had another great text. This one asking for Valerie, how many days on average does it usually take to limit out, and does that time vary from the time of year that you book?
June, July, August is our prime, and the 3 days, 4 nights, 5 days, interesting. We talked about that earlier, that I've tried all different packages of fishing, 2 days and 4 days and 5 days. Your limits are your legal limits going home, whether you fish 3, 4, or 5 days is the same, mm-hmm. and 3 days is the magic number, and people do very well in 3 days with their limits.
You've just done this so many times. You said of all the combinations, that's it.
That's the appropriate
amount of time there.
Yep.
Your boxes are usually full.
Yep.
You get it's not too much, it's not too little.
Yep. Like,
again, 20 years of experience, you figure out what works.
Yep. I've tried it all, promise.
That's cool.
The other question that Dan had was, are your guides
independent, yes.
or are they work for you?
All my guides work for me. They're employees. They're payroll
employees. Wow.
I furnish all the gear, boats. They do like to bring on their little specialty. Like they have their hoochies and special flashes
Secret.
They like.
Is there a little competition between the guides?
Well, maybe just a little bit, but they all work together. So
yeah.
No, they're employees. And my head captain, I've known him 20 years. We know each other very well.
Are most of your trips, are like when you're going, your five boats go, do they fish the same zone or do they spread out quite a bit?
No, they all go out together. We have sat radio, of course, and they check in with each other. But sometimes you have like two boats kind of stick together and maybe three boats are over here. And they work together in radio and they have their own little station they go to communicate back and forth
sure.
to each other. So it just depends on the day and the client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Day and the client.
All right. Very good.
Perfect. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been your top choice for anglers, from the Nautilus Light to the regular Nautilus and that Nautilus HD. And now with the squid around, that Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus Hook is the top choice for white sea bass anglers. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks, Circle Hooks, and those Octopus Hooks at selected tackle stores. And although the 4X hook is great for sea bass and Wahoo, also a really good hook, not in the 4X size, in the standard gauge wire for your cup plug herrings. I mean, that's a great salmon hook.
Okay, so, yeah, there you
super,
go.
Super, super sharp. Yeah, it's a really, really good hook.
There you go. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Kevin in Pacific Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I had a couple of things. I love fishing up there. I've been to Alaska several times, Seward and Sitka. And one of my questions are with the gear. Do you guys do mooching too, where you don't just troll with flashers and you drop the line down, you meter them at 60 feet to salmon, and you do like 60 pulls about a foot and get in the zone? Because that was very effective. And another thing that I've always been really good with fishing up there is with the big kale and grub with the glow tail, the heavy. That catches the halibut and the ling cod, like you can't believe. They smell out that salmon belly that you're soaking on the bottom. They're sniffing it up, coming up to it, and first thing they see is that kale and grub, and they hit that right away.
Yeah.
Right. So on your first question on the mooching, we do have mooching reels, and we actually were talking about that before the show, mooching and mooching versus trolling, and our mooching reels do go on our downriggers. You can mooch, exactly like you said. It depends on the tide. Really, you know, how the water is moving, and if you can do that, but it is definitely an option, never off the table. I mean, this is your trip, and the guides are very, very open for you to be at hands-on as much as you'd like. I mean, we get everything from someone, this is their first trip, to have their own boat, and they fish all the time. So we get all different variations of people. So
as far on that same line, jigging for ling cod, rockfish, and stuff like that, do you do jigging or bait? or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends. Yeah, both. Depends. Like,
so
if
you can actively jig if you want.
Sometimes they will use salmon bellies, yes. And sometimes, you know what, this in 2019, herring, I don't know what it was about, even our bottom fish was herring. They wanted it. I had to order herring halfway through the season.
Yeah, like, that gets expensive.
It gets expensive, yeah. Yes. But, you know, if the guides can, sometimes they'll go get fresh octopus on a low tide and under the rock. If they can, they will.
Ooh.
And, of course, we have all kinds of jigs, kinds of different things.
Okay.
Yeah, you would be set up very well. You would do very well.
That's great.
Sounds like fun to me.
A text to reserve the spot, the one that's open. So hopefully you guys get that before it's taken.
Right.
What are the dates on that trip?
It's August 15 to 19.
Yeah. 15 through 19.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
And she gave us a special discount, too. So you'll get that special discount, too. So.
Rick has my number. He can give it to you, and you can call me, and I'll give you my credit card.
Awesome. Great. Right. I love it. Thank you.
So once again, if somebody wants a spot, you can text or call. What's the number again, Valerie?
805-698-9590. Right to me.
All right. Perfect. Ricky, have a great
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call this morning.
Oh, yeah. I thought another great text came through. This one was from Billy Chula Vista. And he said, Valerie, do you recommend having travel insurance? And everybody always wants to know about tipping. Thanks again, Bill in Chula Vista.
All right, Bill in Chula Vista. I'm glad that question came up. Let's talk about travel insurance. Well, I happen to be my prior life.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Was insurance.
Yeah.
So when I got into the fishing world and I worked for somebody else at first, I felt it's just super important to have travel insurance. So we do offer through Allianz Travel Global, because it's a great company. I've worked with 5 different companies over these years, and I've narrowed it down to 1 because you don't really need 5. I felt they were overall the best, especially for going to Canada. In addition to that, they are offering COVID coverage. So for trip cancellation and trip medical, if you were to get COVID prior to your trip and you couldn't go, if you got COVID while traveling, trip cancellation and medical is covered, and
and the whole thing.
Yeah, everything. And they also, heaven forbid, that that's going to be done by them, but we're going to be past
that stage.
But also, what's really good about it is they also just sent me an email a few weeks ago that they're going to be adding to their policies to cover epidemics and pandemics. I think they just got a lot of pressure, that happened from world pressure, not just, purchasing travel insurance, having a peace of mind that your trip is covered, and then all of a sudden it's not. And
So you'll assist people on that.
I highly recommend it.
Now, what about tipping?
Okay, tipping. So an average tip, it's in your welcome packet, of course. I put a thing. Tips, you know what, they're never mandatory, but they're so much appreciated, because keeping the staff for your seasonal, and they work hard, and they work long days, and they're my extended family.
Sure.
They're amazing. $200 a day U.S. For the boat, so that averages $50 a person.
Okay.
$150
for the 3 days of fishing.
And then $125 per person, so per guest, to go $125, $150 to go to the lodge staff, not each staff. What I do is I pull, so there's 20 guests, I pull that $125 or $150 or whatever the tips are, and then I split it out between the chef, the assistant chef, the housekeepers, I have a bartender, sometimes I'm the bartender. And my servers and everything.
Make it easy for people.
Yeah. It's so easy. I do all the splitting out because I know the hours of what everybody works. And the chef, of course, works the most hours. So, yes, very good question. And I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's sneak another. How about Randy in Costa Mesa up next on Let's Talk Cook Up? Good morning, Randy.
Hi, good morning, guys. And Valerie, it's good to hear your voice. You sound beautiful today.
Thank you.
I met you at the Brett Hall show, and you were just so gracious. It was really a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
My question is regarding the availability for this year. Do you still have some pretty good dates available for this year, or are you just about booked out?
I do. I mean, I don't have a lot. Like June and July, I have some dates. I mean, I have like a twosies and some foursies in June and July. August, same thing, a little bit towards August 1st to August 19th. I mean, almost
sold out.
Is there
a better time to go?
No, it doesn't matter. The only really difference is in June. If people, if you're nuts about having coho salmon, you know, they're not really going to be there in June. If they are, they're going to be smaller. You know, just the fact that every now and then we get lucky and we get some big runs come through and they're, yeah. You know, but for your Chinook, your king salmon, and all your bottom fish, amazing and untouched because no one's been there. July and August, of course, you've got coho running with the kings, the Chinook, and then all your bottom fish. We got crabbing all summer. So it just depends. It just depends what works into your schedule.
Works best. And weather-wise, is it pretty much the same?
Doesn't vary 10 degrees all summer.
Oh, really? I love that you said that the salmon fishing, like when the cohos weren't as prevalent, that's when the better halibut and ling cod was, and vice versa. So
yeah, I mean, it's just all, everybody wants something. I get people that want salmon. I'm like, come June or July, or July or August, because you're going to get both species. Mm-hmm. And people, I want more. I want the other direction. So I try to put everybody the best I can. I do have openings. I'm happy to text or email them to you. I did bring my computer with me.
Right. You're
so
ready to go.
I'm ready to go, and would love to have you come up.
Perfect.
That's great. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife. More Let's Talk Hookup with Valerie when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12 volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to ports. Visit Seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TTPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of that custom Anza fillet knife going to Randy in Costa Mesa. Randy, congratulations. You are going to love that knife.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to the guys at Anza for providing that.
Great.
Randy,
man,
you're going to love
what
it.
Cool and, prize.
And thank you, Valerie, for making the
this
trek down
awesome.
South
thank
here. I know you.
This
took
is a pleasure.
Took a long drive, and it, I'm so great to have you.
This is really fun.
Yeah.
You
it
did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
and thank you to all the listeners. listeners, too.
Yeah.
And all the people that have booked. And yeah. Southern California is just...
You have a lot of support.
Yeah, you
I love
do.
It. Yeah. I've been doing shows down here 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love it.
Like you said, you still have space available.
I do.
And so if somebody wants to come to Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do we get a hold of you?
Please call my cell phone. I have a toll-free number, but much easier to call 805-698-9590 or send me a quick email, Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at QCSafaris, make sure it's plural, .com.
All right, very good. And detail is on our trip, and the contact info is on our website. There's a link and everything like that for Valerie.
Yep.
So you can go right to letstalkhookup.com and find that out. Hey, thank you to Andrew for manning the phones and the board, and thank you to Adam for all he does on the app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Doug and David Nielsen from Accurate will be here. We have a tribute to their dad, Jack Nielsen, show, and it's going to be a great show, and we hope you participate in. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.